is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We'll kick things off here this hour. Coming up, though, with your phone calls, we'll kick them off with that. But coming up, we'll tell you about a woman who is possibly going to lose her home over a car being parked in the driveway. We'll explain the details here in a moment, but first to your phone calls and the fun, we go to Mike calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike Barsky, mail to jail.
I don't know if you talked about Big Mike yet tonight, but for all the listeners who are concerned about, say, marijuana access or freedoms, or really any freedoms, because he's only slightly related to 420 events, Big Mike is an activist up here who just the other day at a regular 420 celebration was arrested for assaulting an officer, and the assault was walking past an officer as the officer was harassing people. The officer extended his arm so Mike couldn't help but touch it, and then they arrested him for harassment.
Yes. That's how it looked like. That's how it looked in the video to me. It isn't the clearest video. It's not like it's zoomed in on the arm action there, but I saw a definite movement of his arm as Big Mike was coming along, and it looked
right.
What you say looks like what happened to me.
Right. Just to briefly recap a little bit more detail, people can go and see the video over at freekeen.com. It is still there, I believe, on the front page. You might just scroll down just a little bit, but it is there. And so the entire incident was caught on video, and essentially the way it worked was they had surrounded this group of activists and told Big Mike that he was free to go. And so in order for him to leave the area, he would have to walk through this line of police that had surrounded the activists. So the only way out was through the cops. And
there were park benches and petitions on the other side.
Right, and he didn't have a whole lot of room between the two officers, so he turns to the side in order to minimize his profile so he can slip through the small opening that he has. And it's that at that time that, as you say, the officer appears to kind of reach out a little bit, and then as Mike travels through, it's not entirely clear what happens, but it is clear that he turns in order to avoid the cop, still does apparently brush up against him. The cop immediately turns, grabs him, and arrests him, and now he's in jail and has been there and will apparently be there until the trial, which is scheduled for April. So we're talking
April
about 4th. Weeks and weeks.
Yeah, I'd like to write one more detail before I get to my point, and that is, even if the law enforcement officer did not intentionally extend his arm to be touched, and it was an accident, or even if Mike intentionally brushed his arm against the cop, that is not assault. It's just ridiculous. Now, back to the point, he is in jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond because he won't identify himself, which he won't do because he committed no crime and hurt no one. And while he's there, if you would like to thank him for standing up for your right to be free, you can write him a letter for free at mail to jail, mail-to-jail.com.
Yes, I love the mail to jail service. I was a little confused over the weekend as to why he wasn't already up there. You explained to me that it was because the arraignment hadn't happened yet. And we actually didn't have a chance to talk about the arraignment yet this week, so I'm glad you called tonight. It gives us an excuse to talk about the debacle that was the arraignment. Were you out there for that by chance?
I was out there all day for that, and basically about 15 to 20 activists from really all around the state appeared in Manchester at 8 a.m. before the judge got there and spent all day until 1:30 with the judge. And asked the bailiffs repeatedly, where is John Doe supposed to be? And they knew who this particular John Doe was. And they told us this room at this time, and they told us numerous times, okay, he'll be out in an hour. Oh, now it's an hour and a half. Okay, now it's 45 minutes. And he'll be in this room, and he's coming up in the next group of prisoners and all this stuff. And then at 1:30, we find out that they already had him arraigned in a different courtroom without telling us.
Right. Now, one has to ask, if the court system is supposed to be open to the public and open to people, to participate in, then what are they doing?
They're effing with you is what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you, of course. And here's what their excuses for it, their answers to that question was. Oh, well, we've made a mistake and we're sorry. And I said, well, your apology doesn't balance out your infringing upon his right to a public trial. And actually, one of the people's responses was, oh, it was a public trial. He was in a public courtroom that was nice and open. And I said, yes, but six or eight of us have asked to see him, so you knew we wanted to know, and you've been using your PA system to tell attorneys to go to this courtroom and that. Why couldn't you say, why couldn't you announce that this prisoner has been moved to a different courtroom, et cetera?
So well, that would be some level of customer service, and
right,
you know, they
not
don't care.
Responsible for it. Yeah.
What are you going to do, stop paying taxes? You know?
Well, yeah. I am, to the extent that I am brave enough. I don't pay income taxes. I don't currently own property. If I did, I would probably pay property taxes.
Right, but that's just it. So, they know that they're going to get their money next year, so they'll just behave however the hell they want to. And I'm sure they think it's funny. You know, what they can say they're sorry, but in reality what they wanted to do was they wanted Big Mike, who'd spent the weekend, a long weekend, because it was Martin Luther King Day on Monday, so the courts weren't open, so he spent an extra day in jail. They wanted to give him an extra day in jail and then have him show up into an empty courtroom where... It's probably pretty common knowledge now amongst the bureaucrats up here in New Hampshire that that if an activist is taken in and there is an arraignment or a trial, that the activist's fellow activists will come out and support him. They talk. The bureaucrats talk with one another from different jurisdictions. And so they clearly knew what was happening. And they basically made it so that no one would be in the courtroom where the arraignment was taking place to try to bum Big Mike out. Like, you know, hey, you were expecting to see your friends. Oh, look, looks like none of your buddies showed up there, John Doe.
I have a couple of comments about that. Mike might have been bummed, although I'm absolutely positive he knows all of us were there to support him, even though he didn't see us.
Yeah.
But that's another reason to write him, to let him know that he's not alone, and whatever they're telling him is not true. We are supporting him.
Mike is a very brave guy. In fact, I know that he specifically has been looking for an excuse to get into jail. So he does finally have it. And, of course, he's kind of traveling the Sam road. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com last year was put into a jail cell for 58 days. Because he refused to give his legal name to his captors, even though they knew what his legal name was, because they'd found it out by doing some, you know, looking into his records in Texas or whatever. I forget exactly how they figured it out, but they figured it out. But because he wouldn't consent to voluntarily giving it to them, they just held him in jail indefinitely, basically. And that's what's happening with Big Mike. Now, we don't know if they know his real name or not at the moment. Presumably, if they've been to our websites, which they do, the government bureaucrats up here regularly visit the activist websites. So presumably they've already figured out what his real name is. It's all about bowing down to them and what they're demanding of you, and essentially acknowledging their control over you.
Yeah, I don't think Mike will do that, despite having been treated really badly. When they arrested him, he did not cooperate, so they had to drag him across the snow, dragging him on the ground, even though there were about seven or eight cops there. They used two to drag him instead of four to carry him.
Mm-hmm.
Then they threw him into the truck, and the other guy they arrested, Brian, saw him in the holding cell in jail before Brian bailed out that night, and he was bruised up. So I don't know what else they've done to him, but all of this over accidentally or intentionally touching an officer's arm.
Yeah, it's ludicrous what is going on here. And there's much more to this story, but I want to once again mention mail-2-jail.com and talk about what it is. By the way, for our listeners that may be a little confused here, we're talking about there's a movement of activists, liberty-minded people that have all moved here to New Hampshire, and there are more coming. Thousands more are pledged to move here to New Hampshire. It's called the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what is happening up here. But... But there's more to what's going on. So yeah, they arrested Mike. They put him in jail. He's going to be there for who knows how long. And people should write him letters because it's completely free. Tell me a little more about Mail to Jail, Mike. What's it all about?
Oh, about a year and a half ago, when I first moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, some of my new friends like Lauren Canary and Ted Canning were in jail for a long time, and I had never been in jail, and I was scared of it and wondered what it would be like to be all alone, and I thought it would be great to have communication from the outside world. So I set up this website.
I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a little more about it. If you can hang on, I want to bring you back, because you actually sent an interesting letter. You've got a case that's pending as well, and I want to talk about that if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right, hang on. More with Mike Barsky in moments from Mail to Jail. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. and start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That privacy statement is third party verified, and so that you can trust him. Startpage.com.
All right, we continue here. We've got Mike Barsky on with us. He's one of the more prominent activists here in New Hampshire, having made the move up here from California. What now? It's been at least 2 years now, hasn't it, Mike?
No, it's been a year and a half.
Just a year and a half. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are the proprietor of mail-2-jail.com. It is a lovely website that allows people from anywhere to go and send mail to liberty-minded people that are behind bars right now. And it's not just Big Mike. There's some other folks that are listed on the site right now. Of course, we've been focusing on the Big Mike situation here. He is not a big man. He's probably about as skinny as I am. And he's a pretty small guy.
It's insulting.
I don't think that's insulting. I think it's,
of course you don't.
It's an accurate statement.
I'd also like to thank, we have about 600 liberty activists in jail that were able to let us know, and I'd like to thank Kelly for helping rerun Mail to Jail.
Yeah, that's right. You're not the only person behind the site. In fact, you actually have been in jail, and the site had continued because you do have some assistance behind the scenes. So people can go to mail-2-jail.com. They can send mail to whomever it is that they like. Big Mike was arrested for assaulting a police officer, which meant that he walked between two of them. They did not provide him much space in which to walk. He accidentally brushed up against one of them, it seems. They immediately arrested him for it, and they're going to hold him in jail until the trial for this assault charge, unless he decides to give them his name. At that point, they'll release him on what they call a PR bond, personal recognizance. But until then, they want to extract $5,000 in cash, which he's not going to pay that money, and I don't think he wants anybody to pay that money for him. So he's likely going to be sitting in jail until April, and so he could use some mail. He can use some mail to spend his time on.
During the break, Dale made a couple of comments to me. He thinks, and I agree, that the cops bothered to arrest him for something so pointless and silly because he was not cooperating.
He wasn't giving his name and that sort of thing when the cops were asking questions on the scene?
Right. He wasn't obeying like a little slave, and so they said, well, they're not going to... As a matter of fact, I heard on one of the Port 411 calls one of the officers say, I don't know to whom, they said, well, if you're not going to cooperate with us, we're not going to cooperate with you. As if not cooperating with the cop is the same thing as a cop not cooperating with us. If a cop doesn't answer my questions, I can't slam him in jail.
Right. So people went down to the courthouse, and they were given the runaround. The court people lied to them over and over again. They waited, spent about half of a day from morning till 2-ish, from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, until they finally found out that while they were being given the runaround in the court about how, oh, yeah, he's coming out. Sure, yeah, we're going to do the arraignment here in a little bit. Oh, yeah, just another hour. Then they found out that during all of that, they actually had arraigned him in a secret courtroom, which they claim was open to the public, but a courtroom that they normally don't open up. They opened up specifically so they could arraign Big Mike, and the whole thing has been an absolute fiasco. And there's a little more of the story because, apparently the activists are considering doing some sort of protest. They're considering finding out who these undercover cops were, because they were undercover cops that did the busts initially before the uniform cops showed up. And finding out who they are and going out and doing things like candlelight vigils out at their houses, as we've done here in some of the activists have done here in the Keene area, which there's evidence that shows it's been pretty effective. Mark, you say, oh, God, but it was 3 days into the daily candlelight vigils that they released Kurt Hoffman, one of the activists here in the Keene area, from jail.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know how effective the vigils were. I certainly don't see them as being ineffective or damaging.
Well, we don't either. It's speculation. We can't say that one is necessarily connected, but it certainly is coincidental.
Right. I also would like to point out that when judges and bailiffs and jail guards and clerks in offices and jails get, when they get bugged by being asked the same question over and over and over again, like, what is Big Mike's prison ID number so we can send a mail? Because they at first wouldn't give it to us. Or what is the charge against this guy, or why are you arresting this man? When they get asked the same question again and again, they get bugged and they get sick of it, and they'll give up the information they don't want to. They'll get sick of dealing with it.
That's an interesting point. You actually made a call the other day to our voicemail service, which is distributed to hundreds of activists, Pork411, and you pointed out that you'd called the jail to try to get the number from Mike, the prisoner number. They wouldn't give it to you, so you asked other people to call. I picked up the phone, called. They gave it to me. Kurt Hoffman called. They gave it to him. So sometimes it's just a different bureaucrat that you get, and they're more friendly.
It's also their default answer to, if you work for the government, your default answer for everything is no. The government isn't here to help. The government is here to say no. So what they do is they say no to you. They hang up the phone and then say, hey, is there any problem with giving out this guy's in my inmate ID number? And then they might find out the answer. That's the most innocuous of scenarios. But I think that we've shown it over and over again here. The Outside the System activists have shown over and over again that that, in fact, being persistent really does work.
Right, I agree.
One of the other things I wanted to run by you here, Mike, before we talk about your situation, is that we've got the Free State Project Liberty Forum coming up here, and their new speaker's going to be announced and all that. Of course, we'll tell you about that as they're coming out. But it's a great opportunity for people who are thinking about the Free State Project, considering maybe a move to New Hampshire, or perhaps you've already decided to move to New Hampshire, to come up, visit the state during the wintertime, and get to know hundreds of and socialize with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all gathering together in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for a weekend in March, and I believe this year it's going to be the 18th through the 21st. So it's coming up, and we're talking about two months away here at this point. Free Talk Live, of course, is going to be broadcasting live. It's always a great opportunity. But there hasn't yet been a Liberty Forum during which a free stater has been held in a jail cell. And I think this will be a very interesting time. If they don't let old Big Mike out by the Liberty Forum, I'm not going to be around to head it up, but it might be an interesting idea to have a little field trip up to the Manchester jail up from Nashua and bring, 100 or so people from the Liberty Forum up there to do a demonstration outside of the jail.
If Mike is still in jail, I'm almost certain that will happen, because Manchester and Valley Street Jail is less than a 30-minute drive from Nashua. And, after the all-day court debacle the other day, 6 or 8 of us went out to the jail, walked around with signs like no victim, no crime, and held it up for the prisoners to see, and walked around the jail. And they were all knocking on the windows, and we could hear a couple shouts, and it was awesome. And then the cops gave us grief and said, we don't want you here. And I said, well, we're waiting for our friend to come to jail from court. And they said, well, when he's here, you can see him. Otherwise, get off county property. So I think they'll have a lot harder time doing that when there's 30, 50, 100
You're
people
damn
there.
Right they will. Hey, Mike, I'm going to see if we can get you on a better connection here. I want to continue talking to you because you've got a situation. You sent a letter recently that has never been sent before to the government people, because they are also aggressing against you again. And what you said in that letter I thought was very inspiring, and I want to share some of that with our listeners. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll see if we can get a better connection, because the cell phone is dropping out, or the VoIP line, or something like that. More coming up with Mike Barsky. Your calls as well about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Check out the website. We have a brand new website there, and it's you can put news stories on there. There's lots of news stories that other people have uploaded. You can vote them up, vote them down. We look over the site to find out which stories we're going to talk about, not to mention taking your calls about anything. So you can call us at 800-259-9231. Ian is working diligently to try to get Mike back on the line here, but... you know, if you're college age, whether you're just coming out of high school or you're in college or just coming out of college, you're probably wondering, what the heck am I going to do for a job this summer?
What am I going to do?
Right. It's not like employment's looking real good out there. And, you know, college kids aren't the most employable of people in the workforce. So you might consider a journalism, production internship, or state policy, or federal government policy organization with libertarianinternships.com. They'll give you a stipend, housing assistance, seminars, career workshops, the whole deal. They take care of it. All you have to do is go over there and sign up for an account at libertarianinternships.com. They, of course, have information you can look over before you sign up for the account, but you don't get the full story until you sign up for the account. Libertarianinternships.com.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back here, 800-259-9231. We've been talking with Mike Barsky, the proprietor of mail-2-jail.com. Wayne is with us here as he is frequently on Wednesday nights, and I believe we do have Mike. Mike, are you there?
I am, thanks.
Okay, excellent. So we've talked about the Big Mike situation and how he is currently sitting in jail for who knows how long. It's absolutely tragic, and people can go to mail-2-jail.com, and they can use your system to write to him, and it's a brilliant system because it saves people time and effort. You are the one, and you and your folks that are behind the scenes there are the ones that are printing out the mail, that you're stamping the envelopes, you're addressing the envelopes, you're dropping them in the mail. You're taking a lot of the work out, not that there's a lot of work, but you're taking almost all of the work out of writing somebody a letter in jail. And you make it so easy, and I highly recommend people go there and donate to the site as well, because clearly it's an expensive proposition. You got to pay 40 plus cents for a stamp, and you can actually send postcards through the site as well, so I highly recommend that. But aside from that, there's something going on with you, Mike. The state has aggressed against you a number of times in the last year and a half that you've been up here, and a couple of those times you went into court after having driven for, I don't know, an hour, two hours in some cases, to get to the courthouse to have what you thought was going to be a trial, just to have them decide, oh, hey, I just want to let you know we're dropping the charges. Literally, they tell you this right before you're ready to go to trial, right after, you know, you've had all this stress, whatever stress level that you've had in preparing yourself for this day, because it's a dangerous time going to a trial. You never know if the judge is going to hit you with a contempt of court charge like they did to me. You never know if you're going to go to jail. You don't know what's going to happen, and then you have to kind of figure out how you're going to approach things, and it's stressful. So you went through all that stress, you show up at court prepared to go to trial, they tell you, oh, sorry about that, well, good news, we're dropping your charges, see you later. And that's happened to you twice now, and so they're charging you with something else. What are they charging you with, and what did you write them?
Yeah, and what if you paid a lawyer to help you out? Then you've wasted that money because you didn't need them.
Mm. Yeah, yep.
So what they charged me with this time was a traffic violation. It was speeding, and actually, not only is that a victimless crime because no one was hurt, no one was threatened, no one called in a complaint, and in fact there were no other cars around, but this one was odd because the speed limit had just dropped. Maybe 50 feet behind my car was the speed limit sign that said, I don't remember, but it was a lower number. Mm-hmm. And so when the cop pulled me over, and I started off with a question of him, what did you pull me over for? And he said, I caught you doing, I think, 50 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. I said, no, the speed limit right back there 50 feet says it's 40. So he didn't even know what the speed limit was. It has nothing to do with safety. It has to do with numbers and money. Yep. So they pulled me over for a victimless crime, and because I've wasted my time going in there and not being charged and having them waste my time and drop the charges, and because there were no victims and because I'm not going to give them money if they demand it anyway, this time I just wrote him a letter explaining all that. I said, look, you wasted my time on these two other occasions. There is no victim. I hurt no one. I'm not going to bother coming in. If you want to communicate with me, great. Send me a letter at this address.
Oh, my.
Now, how many times do you think that, people typically, when they don't go, when the court demands that they appear somewhere and they don't show up, they typically issue a charge called failure to appear and will issue a warrant for that person's arrest. I think it's probably pretty unusual that anyone has ever written the court announcing their intention to not show up. That may be a first for them. I certainly don't think that's going to stop them from charging you with failure to appear. And I don't know if that's a felony or a misdemeanor. I imagine it's a misdemeanor. I'm not positive on that. But nonetheless, you are expecting them to come after you, right?
Well, I'm expecting this letter to reach a clerk. She'll read the first few sentences that say I'm not going to show up and crumple it up and throw it away.
Mm.
And then when I don't appear for trial, they'll do their normal paperwork. And, yes, I'm expecting a warrant out. And when they pull me over for another traffic violation sometime in the future, then they'll run it and say, oh, this is the guy that we, you know, has, there's a warrant out and they'll arrest me and jail me. And, in fact, because it may be a misdemeanor, it may even trigger my suspended sentence for another victimless crime they charged me with.
And what was that? What was the suspended sentence on that?
40 days in jail.
Wow. Well, as long as you're prepared.
You guys are trying hard to fill up their jails, aren't you, Mike?
Here's my question for you, Mike. Since you're going to do this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just to respond to Mark real quick. I don't want to go to jail, obviously, but yes, I am trying hard to make their system explode on them. If they jailed everyone they charged with a victimless crime, they'd have to stop.
Yeah, if everybody had the courage of Mike Barsky and Big Mike, who we were talking about earlier, if even 5% of the activists had that level of courage, well, maybe they do. Maybe 5% of the 1% of the regular population, if 1% of the regular population had that level of courage, their system would crumble. I mean, even just the courage to not even disobey all the way, but to just take something to trial, just to say, no, I'm not going to plead guilty, and I'm going to take this to trial, that alone would be enough to crush the system, let alone people actually going and filling up jail cells. We've got a guy here in Keene that's going tomorrow on a traffic situation, like driving while suspended or something. And, you know, one of the activists out here, and we're going to go back him up at 10 o'clock in the morning in Keene. So the activists, the activists are pretty darn courageous, I have to say, compared to the regular population out there. They're more than likely to take jail over paying fines. And I hope that that eventually spreads out to the normal populace. And I hope that as we get more activists here, we can start encouraging people to, at the very least, take things to trial. I know we've got an attorney now who's talking about, this is pretty exciting to me. I don't think we've talked about this on the air yet, by the way. The idea is essentially to have people who are interested pay this attorney a yearly fee, essentially pay him a salary for a year, and for an attorney it'll be a fairly reasonable amount, something like $60,000. So pay him a salary, and then he's basically the free attorney. He's essentially the attorney that every activist can turn to, that they can utilize his services, and even regular people. We were talking about just having posting him outside of an arraignment on Monday mornings and having him hand business cards out to people and say, here, I'll be your attorney for free as long as you take this to trial. And essentially just encouraging people to take their cases to trial to load the system up. We could do that if it's an amazing idea.
Cost them more money, waste more of their time. What they meaning government people, expect is obedience.
Yes.
And so their system has evolved to a streamlined, stamp them out, get money for scaring people. And the more people that, you know, throw a wrench into their cogs by saying, no, I'm going to ask some questions, or no, I'm not going to pay, the harder it is for them to do that.
I want to run something by you here, Mike. I've got my car in the shop right now, and I'm going to have them take the license plate off the back because it's rusted on, so I can't do it myself. And I've got a private plate that I'm going to put on the car at this point because I'm tired of having state plates on the car.
Tired of doing a nationally syndicated radio show?
Yeah, you're not going to get put in jail for a long time for something like that, I don't think. They're likely going to steal the car. But nonetheless, what I was thinking of is the last time they caught you, they'd pulled you over, and like you were saying, they're going to run your plates. They're going to have a failure to appear out, a warrant out for you. They're going to run those plates, and it's going to come up. Just kind of wanted to suggest to you, if you are expecting to have something like that happen, what would how would that change if you put a private plate on your car? They wouldn't be able to run that and come up with the info.
Well, there's the plate and the driver's license. And if you want, I'll come back and explain my opinion on that.
Let's talk about it. Hang on. More with Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com. Your calls as well about whatever you want coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will receive a percentage of your purchase. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Same great prices, same great Amazon. You're just basically entering through our portal, and then they'll send us a cut of the profits. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
You hate making those extra trips out to the car to carry in the groceries?
Yep.
For the last few months at my house and Ian's house, we've been using the Tota Sack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials. It's a polymer right here in the U.S. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasack.com and see what one looks like. It's TOTASAK.com. Get a family pack there today. Tota Sack, they carry more than you can. A lot more. Totasack.com.
All right, so we continue with Mike Barsky. He is from mail-2-jail.com. Great website that allows you to mail liberty-oriented people for free over the Internet, which is just a wonderful service. But we're talking about some of the things that are happening to you right now, Mike. The state is coming after you for some traffic offense. You've told them in a letter that you sent to the courthouse that basically you're not going to waste your time to come down to their little – is it an arraignment or a trial that they've scheduled for you?
It'll be a trial, and technically I said I'm not going to allow them to waste my time.
Very good. So you will not be going down. You will not be obeying. You will not travel to their courthouse
right.
for the trial. And you've basically told them the reason is because you've gone to some of these trials before they've held for you, and they never had the trials. They've just dropped the charges, and so you wasted all your time traveling there and wasted whatever time preparing yourself for the trial.
Yeah.
And so you basically said, screw this. So I'm
not to mention, I don't feel like I was, I committed any crime. I don't
right.
feel like I didn't hurt anybody. I don't feel I deserve to, have to go and obey their orders and do what they demand.
But knowing how their system works, it means that it's likely that a failure to appear charge will be slapped against you. They will then put a warrant out for your arrest. And as you pointed out, they'll likely pull you over because apparently you're cop bait. You've been pulled over so many times in the last couple of years. But they'll pull you over, and they'll then pop you right then for the failure to appear. You'll likely be put in jail, and
right.
that may violate a suspended sentence, et cetera, et cetera. So I was thinking, well, what if you put a private plate on your car? That way they couldn't run your plate. I mean, would that prevent you from getting arrested for that purpose?
it would partially prevent it, but they would actually just pull me over anyway and then have something else to cite me for. And then when I gave them my driver's license, they'd pull it up and see that I had a warrant. So if I refuse to deal with either of those documents, government documents, the driver's license and the license plate, mm-hmm. well, I guess, and the registration, then they wouldn't have anything. Then they would certainly, it's somehow such an important, vicious crime to not have government documentation that they would absolutely right then arrest me and jail me if I wouldn't ID myself.
Yeah.
Say, you know, my name's Mike, but I'm not going to show you my ID. I'm not going to show you my driver's license. And I'm not going to, and I don't have a license plate on the car. Well, boom, I'm in jail right there.
What about a Shire license, driver's license, like a private driver's
license? The benefit of a Shire or a private license plate, or even if I picked up like a nearby state's license plate at a antique store and stuck it on the car, is that it doesn't look conspicuous. Driving down the road without one, they will target you. And driving down the road with something on there, maybe they weren't paying attention and they see some colors and numbers and they'll ignore it. Maybe they'll see a Shire plate, not know what it is, and ignore it because it looks so clean and it looks like one of their little goodies.
My question was like a Shire license. Like, you've got a Shire plate and a Shire driver's license.
Good call.
You know, like Mike, Mike Freeman or something like that on the license. Mark, why are you saying, oh, God, for? I mean, because the guy's going to get arrested anyway.
Right. That's exactly right. He's going to jail. And God, he's probably going to stay in there forever and ever. Just like they're I mean, look what they did with Sam. 60 days for nothing.
Yeah,
filming in the courtroom. Look what they're doing with Big Mike. God knows how long he's going to stay in.
Well, 60 days is not forever, and they have threatened me. When I was in jail for a very short time, they threatened me with indefinite jail if I didn't, you know, follow the procedures and ID myself and process, and I got scared and ID'd and got out. Next time, maybe not. I don't think it will be indefinite. I think there's so many activists publicizing it and making it known that the government is doing something so horrific that it won't be forever. It might be a month or two or three. Also, like I said, the purpose of the letter, I do not expect this letter to have any purpose. My purpose in writing the letter is to publicize it and let people know that someone is standing up and someone is saying...
Drop you on that one, but I understand where you're coming from. Thanks for the call, Mark. Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com. Unfortunately, we've got a zero-tolerance policy on that kind of thing.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Even with friends.
Ian is a bad man.
So getting back briefly here to this conversation about traveling with no government plates on, you were kind of deriding me for that earlier, Mark. You don't want a radio show anymore and blah, blah, blah. That's right, Ian. Be scared. Be frightened of what the government might do to you. You shouldn't live free because the government might hurt you. Be frightened. Well, you know what? If I think having a government license is a government license plate is asinine, and I'm tired of doing it, then I'm going to go ahead and start living free in that way, and maybe other people will be inspired by my actions to also similarly live free.
You know,
maybe we'll start having a movement of people up here who are going to start doing their own freedom to travel
issues. What concerns me on this particular issue is that there does need to be some third-party check and balance when it comes to the individual numbering of vehicles. Otherwise,
I put my phone number on.
Right. I understand what you did. It's because you're an honorable individual. However, once this becomes some kind of level of norm, then somebody can, you know, put some numbers that will not trace them to the vehicle. And then it defeats the purpose of putting numbers on the back of vehicles. And then, you know,
it's not my role to advocate for change to that system. I just want to live free in that way. So I understand what you're saying. You're saying, Ian, there are problems with, getting the government out of license plates because, well, how would we know who everybody is, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if we're actually going to – if an area is going to go in the direction of getting the government out of license plates, then presumably insurance companies and things like that would step in to solve the problem. The marketplace would solve the problem of identifying people in their vehicles.
Isn't this right to travel issue, which, you know, I'm really unclear on this whole right to travel thing, but isn't this right to travel issue really just the easiest way for liberty activists who want to go to jail to go to jail? Isn't that what it is? I mean, like, it's the most expeditious route to mess with the cops.
I don't think so.
Their
most
legitimate role, which is putting, putting numbers on the back of cars so that people can identify these things. that it really goes after them in the
That's
places
not a
where,
legitimate
they do the,
role.
Where they do the best, not the worst.
That's not a legitimate role. It's just extraction of funds. That's all that is.
I'm not
it's
saying
just a way
there,
for them to
there
control
are ways
people.
To get better, but there are lots of victimless crimes out there, whereas, you know, this mm-hmm. one, this role makes sense to people. And I feel it alienates a lot of people. A lot of them, like they say, that's dumb. What are we going to do with
people
no license plates?
People have been saying
plates?
That forever. They say that's dumb about the people that smoke pot in public, and I've done that too. And they say that's dumb about, well, it's dumb not to get a government license plate. Why is it dumb? What's dumb about that? Who am I putting in danger? Who's the victim? Why do I have to, what obligation do I have to put a government tag on what is supposed to be my property? It's my car. I don't have to put their tags on it. So I'm not persuaded by this, Mark, because what you're saying is that, well, most people are obedient and they go out and get their government license plates like good little citizens. And what will they think if
people
stop doing
that? Don't you think it's a good idea to have individual numbers on the backs of cars?
I put my phone number on the back of the car.
Right. In your case, that much is true.
So what's the problem? You've got an individual flipping number on the car still. It's, in fact, a number that actually gives the phone number of the occupant, as opposed to every other number, which is some arbitrarily assigned government number, unless you pay for a vanity plate, which nobody knows how to identify those people. Only the government police and the DMV have access to those records. Anybody that doesn't like the way I'm driving can call my phone number. It's right there on the back of the car.
Can complain.
Well, you've got to assume that they understand that the number that's a telephone number.
Well, considering that it's New Hampshire where we are, and the area code is on the plate, it should be pretty obvious.
I don't think it's going to be entirely obvious to everyone.
Well,
I
don't care.
Right,
it's
now.
It's not my job to make it obvious for mm-hmm. them, right? I'm going to put a private plate on my car, and I'm going to drive around with it. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, maybe I'll get a private license, too, while I'm at it. Now that I've been having this conversation here with Mike and we were talking about this, I think that's a good idea, too. I know that some people, the activists up here, were talking about doing private licensing, but nothing ever came of it, so I might have to find some sort of internet source. By the way, the place I went to get the license plate, and it is great. I mean, will you admit this, Mark? It looks nice, that plate.
It looks kind of like the old Alaska plate.
You can get it in any color you want. You can get any. I got yellow and black because it's nice and high contrast. Easy to read for anybody that wants to read it. Yeah. So it's professional. It's embossed and everything. I mean, that's a real license plate. You can go to licenseplates.tv if you want to order your own, and I highly recommend it. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.